Now, I was really, really blessed, and what triggered your message here today for a few moments here, just to share something with you, was Man on a Mission is the title of our message today. Man on a Mission, and that's exactly on Saturday, January the 14th. How many of you get to Tampa Tribune? Man on a Mission, Tim Tebow. Okay, Tim Tebow. But I want to share a principle here. I'm not Tim Tebow. I don't want to be Tim Tebow. He doesn't want to be me. But he's in a national spotlight right now. And I thank God that he has a spine to be able to stand and kneel. Amen. Before whatever, 80, 100,000 or 100 and millions of people around this world, and see him kneel not to Allah, not to Muhammad, not to Buddha, not to Confucius, but to kneel. To kneel on a football field as a 24-year-old man sold out on Jesus Christ. If that's not okay with you, I don't care. It's okay with God. But I know it's okay with everybody here. He kneels and he prays. And Saturday Night Live, oh, they're having fun with it. I know that. They'll make fun of anybody. Anybody. But let me just read some powerful expressions here that will encourage us all. And this is titled, Both on and Off the Field, On and Off the Field, Tim Tebow is on a Mission. And it says, now listen to this, Tim Tebow's overt displays of his faith. I love that. Is anybody confused about overt display of your faith?
Sold out.
Sold out, that's right, overt. Out loud. Animated, whatever, overt. Okay? Tim Tebow's overt displays of his faith can produce a polarizing set of reactions. Some think he's been an incredibly positive example, but others say that he is making people cringe.
He is. Oh my God.
Good. Oh, Nicole.
The guys I work with, they hate him.
See, yes, ma'am.
I hate him. I'm like, why do you hate him? He's doing something like he's not, I don't know what's different about it. You know what I mean? Like,
Nicole.
This, I look at them, I'm like, what?
All right, this gets us to a very powerful thing. So it's not logical for anyone to hate him.
They always complain about, you know, rapists going on, people murdering
yes.
children. They hate
yes.
them, you know, but why would you hate this man that's praying to a God
yes.
you know, that can help
yes.
and restore
him? Yes. Hospitals, Philippines, missions,
right.
bringing kids to the field. Inviting them to the field on the sideline. Making that happen for them. To make a moment, a treasure in their life. Teaching, preaching, everything about glorifying Jesus Christ. Who on God's green earth, in the heavens above and heaven itself, would hate that? My guys that work with me, they don't like him. But I'm going to nail him. I'm going to get one. I'm going to say, why? And one of them professes to know the Lord. Why would you not want to favor a man of faith on this earth committed to him? Why would you? I mean, you know, well, I don't like the Denver Broncos. Okay. But they're talking about him. Mm-hmm.
Jealousy.
It would be life to some and death to others.
Get used to it. Mm-hmm. All this, the whole reason, you got your hand out, the whole reason we're talking about this principle. We're not building up a man. The whole reason we're talking about this is this translates to you in your daily life. You're not Tim Tebow. You're not a celebrity. But you are in Tampa. You are living here. You are working here. And Nicole, yes, you hear what they're saying. So there's something there is not logical for them to hate him. It's spiritual. They're coming against the guy. It says, as the playoff run heightens, this is yesterday, they lost last night. He's okay. I mean, he wanted to win, but his life is not over. I knew they were going to run into some really adversity with New England. It's just amazing, but it'd been awesome if they could beat him. But I like New England too. It says, as the playoff run heightens, his celebrity, the Denver Broncos quarterback, has faith-driven motivation to capitalize on his time in the spotlight. Why not? I would not like it if this guy was a Muslim. Yeah. Oh, Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad. Muhammad, Muhammad, Muhammad. Think Muhammad. And every news interview he has, he gives glory to Jesus Christ. They expect it now. Do you think that's a positive role model? Do you think we need more of them?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I do. But you see, Vanessa can be. Naomi can be. You can be an example on this earth to make a difference. Or what? Just blend into the wallpaper and don't be overt and don't say anything and don't get so riled up because you're going to get people angry. Now, what do you think the word cringe means? It says he makes some people very, very incredibly positive, but others say that he makes people cringe. What's the word cringe mean to you? They're using it. It's a quote.
Tighten up.
Oh, I like that. Tightening up. That's good. It is.
My little great-grandson, he's almost 2 and he'll go.
When my mother... Well, I know that. When my mother used to say no, indeedy,
yep.
That was it. Mm-hmm. No, indeedy. It was just like, I didn't do it to her, but on the inside it was like, don't say no, indeedy. Hey, I want that, you know. Let me go spend the night at my friend's or don't say no, indeedy. I don't like that. And so I literally see kids shaking that way today. I do. I see it. They foam and froth and it's just, you know, problems. It says, no matter the outcome of tonight's AFC game that was last night between the Denver Broncos and New England Patriots, this much will not change. Right now, it's good to be Tim Tebow. Well, you know, they can say that the way they want. Huh?
They missed it on that.
Yes, they did. They did. Very, very powerful. It says, this week, the Broncos' miracle-making Christian quarterback, oh, it's so good to see that, Christ-like quarterback, who won the national championships at the University of Florida, two of them, created more, this is what the paper said, created more buzz than any presidential candidate or any A-list celebrity.
Wow.
Now, listen to these figures. 12 men back with Jesus changed the world.
Yeah.
The Roman Empire at that time, the world at that time, and all the territories, 12 men to this day started the change of the world. Well, God, you know, we did by His Spirit. But come, follow me, He said. Come, follow me. They left their nets. They left whatever they're doing. They came to follow Jesus. He was doing something. And today what's going on in this body is something new. Come, Mark. Be open to these people. I can't help but not be. Ted's got a class back here. You talk about, there's other things going on. He's got a class of 20 people coming Tuesday night for his weapons course. In a church? Well, Ted knows something. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual. Mm-hmm. To the pulling down of strongholds. He knows that. He's going to be teaching, you know, teach people how to defend themselves in this world. But they better put their trust in the Lord. And he is on a mission to glorify Jesus Christ, to get that message across. Now, he ain't going to break in and start preaching to them. But you never know. But I want to say this, Nicole, about this cringing thing and hatred and dislike. They might, I don't hate him, I just like him, but they actually hate him. Whatever. See, you can get into, I can see where we're getting into maybe a political thing. You got people paying tickets to come to a football game and they're not coming for church. So there'll be no more speaking or praying or bending to the living God. We didn't come here to have church. We come here to watch and to be entertained this football game. Silence your mouths about this God and this Jesus. And he's not ashamed to say Jesus. Can you see where this can be building up? To where it gets more and more and more? To where the NFL may come out bending to political pressure to be politically correct. The NFL says, look, from now on, you guys pray to yourself, pray at home, whatever, and come here and play football. We've got pressure. NFL, I don't know if this is going on, but I wouldn't be surprised. And it says, and let me give you some figures, because we're not going to go on. I know what time it is, but I just want to make a point here. It's just so powerful. It has to do with you and me. You have your take-at-homes. You can read those points there. Beyonce's baby, that's not more than him going on right now. Mitt Romney's momentum, that's not more than what's going on here. Katy Perry's breakup, no, that's not more news. What's going on here? It says, none could hold a candle to the off-the-chart Tebow meter. Followers are in a Twitter tizzy about the charismatic young man raised by a missionary dad and a homeschooling mother on a farm outside Jacksonville.
Amen.
Pohokey donkey, hootie hottie hootie. Who are you to come into this world from a homeschooling situation and come into the national scene as America's darling quarterback? You know, cut perfectly, and all of his, you know, he's built like, I can picture him being built like, you know, like Samson or whatever. You know, he's just really built well. He trains hard and all that, but he's also a man after God's heart. You know, he trains because he plays football. But listen to this. These are off the chart things. Internet searchers inquiring about every aspect of his life have surpassed a whopping 400 million. Internet searchers. Consider the events that unfolded in just 7 days. The second-year pro threw an 80-yard pass that capped a thrilling wild-card weekend defeat of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The fourth overtime win that he's had this season. His final passing total, 316 yards. Call it a coincidence or call it divine providence, but his favorite scripture is John 3:16. He threw for 316 yards. It says more than 42 million people tuned in to the game, with more than 54 million switching over to catch the short overtime. NFL playoff ratings have been good in recent years, but the Broncos-Steelers matchup had 14 more viewers than the wild card playoff game on CBS last year. 14 million more. Okay, and ESPN just proclaimed Tebow as America's favorite active pro athlete. There's nothing manufactured about the feel-good story, said Mark DeMoss, head of marketing here for a Christian public relations firm. Through it all, he stayed true to his faith and his core beliefs. Through it all, he has stayed true to his core beliefs and his faith in Jesus Christ. I don't have enough time to go into scripture-related things, but you have a scripture here about living this life, walking this life, letting the light of Jesus Christ manifest in your life, and it will come out. You cannot quietly serve the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. We need in our lives to be an example where we are as well. We really do. We need to live it. Wherever we go, we see people. And they need to see Christ in us. So I'm not a celebrity. I'm not Tim Tebow. And I don't envy him in that way, in a fleshly way. I thank God for him, because there's been many people in the past bend their knee and get rotten eggs. Tomatoes and garbage all over them. And many places right now, they're being killed, they're being imprisoned, Christians in other countries. And there are places in our world today that were at least half and half Christian and Muslim. But today, they're mainly 100% Muslim, because all the Christians have been driven out or killed. This is going on in our world today. This is coming to a head. Choose you today whom you will serve. Be a man or a woman on a mission to glorify Jesus Christ. That's what I want to happen here in this place. And with these people coming, there's more to the story than what I can even comprehend. You want to come in and just listen to Spanish or look to the Lord, honey, you can't anytime. They don't care. And some of them may come in here, I don't know. You see, because I know there's something's going on here that's greater than I can comprehend. But today I just have to look to the Lord to see what God is doing. Is this permissible? What's going on? And so we appeal to the board, and the board seeks God, and we have this unanimous decision to go forward. Altering our times, our fellowships, our worship, and still glorifying Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We have a lot to learn, and I want to say this, one other thing it says in this article. This young man, he's performing and he's delivering. That puts him in the spotlight, and it says, but that also means that he's got a giant bullseye on his back. Bullseye. And if you in any way stand for what he stands for, and they don't like him, I don't know if they give you a hard time or not. They may like you because you're a likable person. And they know you're not Tim Tebow. And so, but it's there. You feel it. I mean, you got a lot of them, right? Yeah. They think it's nerdish or weird or bending the knee.
Really religious. No, it isn't. How?
Transforming lives. What, honey?
Oh. Yeah. I was just going to say it's religious to think that to say that is wrong because Jesus Christ even spoke before the Pharisees. You know what I mean? And it's like he wasn't afraid because he truly loved God. Mm-hmm. If you truly love God, it doesn't matter what situation you're in. They must not have that revelation of Jesus Christ.
No, obviously. You would not. You couldn't speak that way. Not in a certain way. You couldn't speak that way. You can say, you can be a Christian not like Denver. Mm-hmm. And all that. You can be a Christian not like New England. I was rooting for the Saints. They got beat by San Francisco. Jimmy Graham. Sandana's buddy plays for the Saints. He really got hurt too in the first catch. Banged his head and he went out. I said, oh Lord. But he came back, made another touchdown, but they lost. But I it's okay who you root for, but you can't hate. That's wrong. Teddy?
I was just showing an hypocrisy here. I was thinking of how everybody is, how since people polarized everybody, or is polarizing folks and believing. Why did Muhammad Ali, when he is supposedly the most recognized athlete still to this day, why is that not polarizing to the media, to everybody, to those naysayers of Tebow?
You can almost say anything you want to say, but when you start talking about Jesus Christ, it's going to be polarizing one way or the other. It's like a magnet, you know? So praise the Lord. I want you, the message today is about man on a mission, how about you? Mm-hmm. You see, I love using this as an example because it's relative. But how about you? Are you on a mission? Mm-hmm. Do you have a hunger for God? And if you don't, ask Him to have a hunger. I hear your prayers, and when we're worshiping the Lord, and when it's time for each one to volunteer prayer, I hear you saying, Lord, you know, just increase within us. You know, breathe upon us. Instill upon us. Do what you want to do here in this place. And I want that with all my heart. I don't want to block what God wants. And so it's a new day. Please be praying about it. They're coming in February the 5th. That's on a Sunday. And they're excited about it. Greenery. Grass instead of paved parking lot. You know, kick a soccer ball around. I love it. I said, yeah, come on, man. We used to have soccer goals out here. I had one from here all the way down to there for our school, soccer goals. Kids loved it and they played it.
I used to go to church over North Manhattan Church of God, and they shared with the Spanish couple. And I went there pretty close to a year or maybe over. We never saw them.
Yeah, yeah. That can be a case, yeah.
We're different from ours, and we never saw them.
Yeah, I think we're going to be seeing some of these people. I just have a feeling in my heart that God's doing something special. Now, Teddy?
Those people that are targeted that you're working with, it just came to me, what you said about 10 people having a target on his back, and the people that exist, what we were saying about 10 people and his faith in Christ, The reason why the Lord's doing that, so it gives us a target to target their heart.
Oh, I know.
That's good. Yeah, and I know you know that, you're aware of that. But just look to the Lord, what to say, wisdom.
He kind of opened up to me that he's Pentecostal, or some sort of, I think, Presbyterian church. Mm-hmm. He just opened up randomly to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, I do go to church, but not that often, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me the opportunity just to express, it's just about the love of God.
Yes.
Him just being in your heart, just having that relationship with him. It doesn't matter if you're going to church or,
Yeah.
It's yeah. Healthy yeah. Church, but it's about that relationship.
Yes, yes. Yes, Nicole. Many years ago, we were on an Air Force bus, and this guy told me an off-color joke. I had to give my heart to the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. He told me an off-color joke. And I said, you know, and I was just so honest with him. That transparency is very important because it'll pierce their hearts. I said, you know, I used to, and I would have laughed at what you said, but I said, my life has changed, and I don't think it's funny. And he just melted, and just like, he ended up giving his heart to the Lord. It's like he said, wow, I'm sorry, you said, man. It's like there's instant respect for what I said. But I was just being honest with him. I said, you know, I just don't think it's funny. I would have laughed. And I wanted to be, you know, cool with the guys and everybody laugh and stuff, but there's times you just can't laugh at something that's not something to laugh about, you know? just looking to the Lord. I was just looking to the Lord what to say to him. And it just worked out. But praise the Lord. You be the man, you be the woman on a mission for the glory of Jesus Christ. Many scriptures from Genesis to Revelation to encourage us in that. But may this be a great year for you to metamorphize. That would be correct, Mary? Metamorphize?
It seems like
metamorphosize.
That one sounds right. Are you metamorphosizing?
Yeah.
Metamorphosizing.
Yay.
Yeah, Lord knows.
This week, did you remember some of this? About you and the Lord? Well, we're going to be working on it. We're going to get it. Nobody's going to mess with it. We're going to start putting it together. But are you relating to God putting the pieces together? Dot to dot. He's going to make sense out of it. But you got to look to Him, okay? How many of you know you have room for growth? I got my 2 feet up too. God did not appoint you to be vice God. I know there are so many divisions in the churches today. I want nothing to do with that. I want us to grow in Christ. Grow, grow, grow. And we will. We will. You hang around Jesus, you will grow and I will grow. Praise the Lord. I love you guys. I thank God for you. And I learn from you. And I want to keep my heart open. And the Lord's going to show us. Praise the Lord. Ted, may God bless you. Tuesday night, 20 people. I asked him, you ever had 20 people before where you were? I don't think you ever had that many. And he's being fed with these leads from a business up here, being fed. Praise the Lord. May God feed you. Take care of you. So be in prayer about what's going on here. And the nursery, anybody want to take a peek at a little demonstration? We got a little table in there, little kids' chairs. And little bassinet for, it's not ready or anything, but it's just kind of an idea of a layout. I took the carpet out. The carpet was laid out at the entry. It's gone. A great big old shelf that was too heavy for 10 men and 8 boys to carry. But we got it out. And somebody took that big shelf. It's gone. And people take stuff. You put it at the road. Praise the Lord. The shed has been emptied. And you know how I discovered the holes in the shed where the little holes were? What would you do? If you want to plug up every hole in a shed, what would you do? It would be a good idea to find out where the holes are.
Light.
Take everything out.
How would you do the light, though?
At night.
The light thing.
At night.
Well, you could. Very good. You can do it at night that way, but reverse. Let's do it reverse. I'm in the daytime. I don't have any light out there.
Go in there in the dark.
Go in the dark. Yeah,
go in, shut the door, and look for a hole. Boy, I'd say, okay, I thought I got all you boogers. Oh, there's one. And I found them that way because wasps were coming in. Kids sliced our building, little old thin aluminum. Kids sliced it, and bees come in, and roaches. Well, I evicted the roaches. I put 3 bombs in there. And we're going to do that like every month, keep them guys out. But Mary has a good suggestion too, go on the outside, shine the light in, because that's what the Lord had cast out the darkness. But I went inside and I found them that way. We cleaned the shed out. We had a shed day, you know. We came down on Friday and worked hard on that, very hard. My guys came down and with me, they didn't have a choice. That was their job for the day. And we got it done. So a lot going on. Let's all stand. For those who may be hearing this message today, I pray that you will consider being the man or the woman God called you to be. We use Tim Tebow as an example. We don't idolize Tim Tebow. I don't want to be Tim Tebow, but I thank God that Tim Tebow is my brother. I thank God he's on the stage of world athletics. I thank God that he loves Jesus, and he's not afraid to say it. That's why our message was based upon his testimony today, but the message is about Jesus Christ. The message is about you or a woman out there or a child wanting to be like Jesus and be on a mission to glorify Jesus Christ in your daily life. As Tim is, but you and your relationship vertical to Jesus Christ, may God bless you in that effort to be like Jesus. If you don't know the Lord, I pray that you will come to know him. For God gave his life through Jesus Christ for you. Jesus shed his blood for you. And wants you desperately for him. He's not willing that you should perish or any should perish. But come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Come to him and be saved. I adjure you. I admonish you. I encourage you. I beg you to do that. Because there's 2 destinations. One's heaven and one's hell. Make sure you do that today before you close your eyes to rest this evening. And before, actually, even before that, in this moment, consider Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.